wonderful summer art exhibition called Ocean Enchantment, and it's on in the Art Studios Gallery in York. Where is that, Tommy and Denise? Opposite the AIB, and the lady responsible for us all, fingers crossed, is joining us on the other end of the phone line now. So we want to welcome Mary O'Donnell to the programme. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Tommy. Morning, Denise.
Mary, I know you and your family well, as I think most people in York would have known your mum and dad. I think your dad was in the AIB, am I correct?
He was.
Jim O'Donnell, yeah. And your mother was a lovely lady too, up there in Kilcorne Road. So it was a surprise to me to know that you had an exhibition on, an art exhibition on, Mary, and I'm dying to hear about it. Can you tell us a little about it?
Yeah, you can, of course. Well, I suppose just to go back, I would have been auctioneering there for nearly 20 years and I would have run the business there, Clearview Auctioneers, people would be known and be familiar with on the corner there across from AIB.
Yeah.
And I suppose I had a bit of a health scare back in 17 and 18. And was told to pull back a little bit and take it a bit easier. And was there anything else in life I would like to do?
Yes, as you, indeed.
Because I was managing a lot of property and
running a big business,
and there's a lot of pressure. So anyway, I had been painting in the background since I was a tot, and I was going into community group exhibitions and other exhibitions elsewhere, and always adored art and always wanted to be an artist on a full-time basis.
Yeah.
So I started dreaming then in 17, and thank God then in 18 I managed to, in 19, I wound up my business with Clearview Auctioneers, and that was, I suppose, a sad day, but a good day. It was a new chapter.
Indeed.
And, I have been working as a full-time artist there since the end of 2019. And of course, we had COVID.
Came in. That's a lovely time, yeah.
It was very, very strange.
It was one very.
I just opened. And then,
you couldn't have picked a more awkward time in many, many ways, but it gave you a chance, I suppose, at the same time to increase your paintings.
Well, this is it. In the background all the time, when we did have the lockdowns, thank God I was painting. It was wonderful. And I tuned in with other artists and we painted in groups together online, which was
a whole new life.
A whole new life, and met loads of new people, and I had been creating collections, this is my first collection, my first solo collection, and it's called Ocean Enchantment.
Yes, I saw that. And I think you have quite a few exhibits, haven't you, Mary?
I do indeed. I have 32 paintings. They're moving around. They're starting to go out the door into new homes, which is fantastic. They're selling very well.
That's great, Mary. Congratulations, because I didn't want to ask you that, so I'm glad you said it. It's nice, number one, to paint, but number two, when people come in and buy your painting, you must get a great little kick out of that.
It's fantastic. And then, like, all the visitors are from locally and they're also nationally, and it's wonderful. They're all coming in from all over. There was a painting headed off to Roscommon there on Friday.
Oh,
there's another one headed to Cork.
Oh, lovely.
And Kildare. So it's lovely.
And Mary, are they, sorry now for cutting across you, but it's the story of my life. Mary, are they all paintings of local scenes, or are they?
It's the theme going through all the paintings is the ocean.
The ocean, yes.
Have like yachts. I have the front strand, then I might have, it could be just, I have, some of them are abstract, some of them are representational of the beach and of the, you say, the Keys and across, I had a lovely one from across the ferry.
I can well imagine, yeah. And for somebody who knows absolutely nothing about it, Mary, when you go to paint, to do a painting, do you go, for example, like you'd see long ago, you'd see the artist sitting on the side of the quay.
Yeah.
Would you, I haven't seen you do that, but is this the way you work?
What I usually do is I go and I sketch. And I take photographs, Denise.
Yeah, of course, that would be the obvious one, yeah.
But usually I spend time near whatever I want to paint, be it walking around it, relaxing, thinking about it, looking at the colours.
Yeah.
I'm kind of absorbing what I'm thinking of painting. And then when I go back into the studio, I usually work in two or three paintings at a time.
Do you?
I would be a colourist, so I bring a lot of colour and texture through my paintings.
Yes, I've seen some of them, Mary, and they're exquisite. And what I thought, for me anyway, I thought the way the light on most of them was reflected somewhere or other, that that was unusual. It could be a tiny little stream of light that was at the back of the painting or at the bottom of the painting. I just thought they were different, you know, and it brought a certain attraction to what might have been an ordinary scene, if you know what I mean.
I do, yeah. I try and have light in all my paintings because
yeah.
I believe that we live sometimes, especially in the winter, in kind of a dark climate.
That's for sure.
For the light, but normally during the day at some stage, the sun will peep through and it just...
And you capture it.
...scene, you know, and you capture it.
And Mary, is all your painting done in your studio?
I do it at home. I have a...
Do you, yeah.
My darling daughter headed off to Australia, converted her bedroom, which is a lovely big room, into a studio, and I'm lucky
Perfect.
That I can actually see the sea from that particular room, which
oh,
is wonderful.
Gorgeous, yeah. And your studio below here where your paintings are on display and for sale, it's straight across from... it's along there, just past the...
past Bank of Ireland.
The Bank of Ireland, yeah.
The street, and on the corner next to Cody's Butchers.
Oh, yeah, I know, of course. Was there used to be an insurance company there or some sort of, was there some sort of a property?
Excuse me, not herself,
yes.
If you were listening very carefully.
Yeah.
Well done.
Mary herself had the property place there. No,
oh, did you, Mary? But Mary, did you have it rented out to somebody?
No, herself was doing that.
Oh yes, of course.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
a silly woman I
opposite
am.
Opposite the IBN, we've located you, Mary.
That's
and listen,
I know, no.
Most important, people are always wondering, is it free to go in or is there a charge, Mary?
No, there's no charge.
Well done.
People just come in and mosey along. It's just super. I want people to enjoy art and it's great to be at an exhibition. And I've loads of local artists and national artists coming in just to see what another artist is doing and what,
yeah.
what is the collection like, you know.
I'd say it must be great actually to meet a fellow artist. Neither Denise or I, we can hardly draw a straight line.
I can't, anybody.
Me neither. We have to get the ruler out.
Do you know what I can do?
Yeah, go
what
on,
I
tell
can
us.
Do.
Can you?
I'll tell you what I can do.
You can do, yeah.
I can draw a circle, right?
Yes, go on.
And on top of the circle at each side, I put a pair of... This is a big circle now, which is a stomach, right? A
yeah.
big roundy stomach. And at the top of the circle, I put a kind of a head and two ears. And then I do a squiggly tail, which comes out at the bottom of it. I have no idea what it is.
But I presume, is it?
What is it?
A cat.
Okay.
Well, it could be. It could be lots of things, Mary.
Well, can we summarise that
by
saying...
That's the only thing I can do.
Can we summarise that by saying you won't be exhibiting in Mary's...
No, I won't. I won't be.
Gallery
Mary
something.
Wouldn't let me inside the door.
Certainly not.
I admire every single person who can actually put something on paper that resembles what they're looking at. And I think it's a marvellous...
Well done, Mary.
Did your mum, Sheila, did your mum paint one time?
Yeah, I've a great story, Denise, because you
tell me,
Mum, Sheila O'Donnell.
Yes.
So a big shout out to all her friends.
Indeed.
Lovely friends in town.
She has.
And the surrounding area. So unfortunately, we lost Mum last year during COVID-19, which was a bit traumatic for all of us.
Very much so, yeah.
Very much so, and sadly missed by loads of people. But what I want to say about Mum, she was quite funny, you know. I had prepared a lovely portfolio. I was quite good at art at school and was all ready to go to Crawford and very excited and came home and said I'd been accepted. And she said, "What? We don't have any poor artists in our family."
I could see her saying it actually. I could see your mum saying it because I played bridge. She played bridge, and I'd be at the table with her. And I never played sort of with her too often because I was so in awe of your mother, you know. But I'd be at the table, and I thought I was kind of good, like at the cards, you know. But your mother would just give me one look if I played the wrong card or whatever it was. She never said a word in fairness to her, but she would just look at me full in the face with a question mark on her face, and she would never say a word, but she was a lovely, unique lady.
Oh, she's adorable.
Adorable she was. And I remember, did you have an orchard out in your back garden?
Totally.
Yeah, I remember getting apples from your mum.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to say raid of the orchard. That'd be more.
I couldn't get over the walls. The walls were too
high.
I'd have chanced it otherwise. Yeah, lovely. And your dad, of course, I remember. So now go back to the exhibition now. You have another few days to run for this, I think. Am I correct?
Sending it until Saturday the 24th.
Oh, well done.
Week. Because there's a lot of people that still like to see it and they might get down before the 17th. It was wrapping up this Saturday coming up.
So the 24th. That's good to know, yeah.
And the paintings are for sale, Mary.
And they're all for sale, which is great. And also within the gallery, there is a range of y'all photos.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I would have been taking photographs, I suppose, of all of Ireland. And I had a huge demand from locals asking me would I take photographs of you all and frame them for them. So I've done a lot of commissions. So I now usually have, you know, I'd always have a range of you all photos available.
As in the Strand and the Keys and all that sort of thing, is it? The beach and...
That's the way, and they send them to them, you know.
Yeah. A funny thing, I suppose, with social media now, when we have Facebook and all sorts of things, people living abroad are now in contact with the people of Yall. And I have seen so many posts up from people I really don't know that they have an ache in their hearts for Yall. They'll never forget it. They love Yall, as I do. And, you know, when they see paintings or pictures or photographs, it just brings them back to their home they may never see again. And it's lonely, but it's also important that they would see what's going on in their town.
Yes, exactly. And they just have a little bit of Yall. And saying that, actually, I do something interesting in my paintings. A lot of my art would actually have sand from the Front Strand.
Oh, fabulous.
Lovely.
As in the real, the sand, as in put into the onto the painting.
And I like, if I have a seashore,
we
have it with actual Yall sand in it. With
a couple of grains of, oh, what a lovely
like
idea.
A 3D idea, Mary, isn't it?
But
3D.
Texture, like, on it, you know.
Mm.
It's in relief. So it's quite interesting. If you're passing, call in.
We'll call in. And Mary, now, if people would like to see your pictures and your exhibition entitled Ocean Enchantment, our special guest is Mary O'Donnell, who currently has a wonderful exhibition. You have to call in, listeners.
And we know where it is now.
Off to the IB.
I know.
Is that okay, Denise?
Or next to the Bank of Ireland.
Next to Bank. There you are. It's like the teacher, Mary. We're getting her to repeat it.
It doesn't work.
But you know the way people go online these days. Are the paintings online if people would like to see them, Mary?
Online, but not all of them. I haven't managed to have time to get them all up online because they're a whole new collection. So okay. I was afraid that, you know, that they might sell prior to the actual...
That could happen, yeah.
Okay. And what would they look up, Mary, to see them?
So it's Mod Art Studios. So M-O-D for Mary O'Donnell. So it's
M-O-D.
Oh,
Art Studios. Yeah. They Google that, I suppose, and that would be...
Modartstudios.ie. I'll pop up straight away. Thanks to Kieran McCarthy. They're my great website designer.
We know him well here in CRY. Well done, Kieran. Good morning.
Good morning, Kieran.
He is brilliant.
He is. He's very modest.
Yes, very modest.
Yes.
Okay, and the exhibition is running until the 24th, you said, Mary, is it?
Yeah, until Saturday the 24th.
And listen, you're very busy because not alone have you that exhibition running, but you have another one in the planning, if you'd like to tell people about it.
I do indeed. I have a second solo exhibition that is going on in County Clare in Ballyvaughan in the Byrne College of Art. So that's starting on Monday the 16th of August and that's running through till the end of September.
Very good.
And that's all on, it will be all paintings of the Burn. So the second collection there brewing in the background. It's 3/4 of the way there and a few more to go.
And why County Clare? Has it any special significance for you?
Yes, County Clare. Well, Dad hauled us all up to the Burn in the lashing rain. I remember Mum gave out like...
Well, I could see your dad bringing you all right and I could just see your mother giving out the large lot. So you're up to the Burn, the most beautiful place in County Clare, isn't it? Yeah,
it is. But my partner Eamon, he has a lovely mobile home in Fionnuala, which is smack between Doolin and Ballyvaughan. So we go up there all the time. It's like our summer home, and the kids come up there as well. So I've connected up with a lot of artists up there, and they would be involved in exhibitions up in Galway as well. So in group exhibitions up in Kinvara. So, and Ennis Diamond as well in County Clare. I've been in exhibitions there. So, yeah.
So your art has actually dictated your life and your friends and your movements and everything.
Yes.
Yes, it has, yeah.
It's wonderful to meet new people from all over, you know.
Were you good at art at school?
Always, yeah.
Who taught you? Can you remember?
And
for our listeners.
One of my teachers, and Miss McKechnie.
Oh, I remember, Gillian.
And
listen, is it? Yeah.
Excuse me, Denise, she's very modest. Didn't you win a little old competition, a fairly major one, when you were in school, Mary?
A little one with Sister Carmel, actually.
Oh, I remember.
God bless Sister Carmel.
Yeah, and she's still going strong.
She certainly is.
We must have her on someday, Tommy.
We will indeed. We had...
she was brilliant.
Yeah, Sister Carmel. She hasn't changed in years. Sure she hasn't, no.
I don't know.
I saw her whizzing by on the bike there the other day.
Stop it. brilliant.
I was just thinking there, we were out with Sister Stan, who celebrated her 100th birthday a few weeks ago. And we met Sister Carmel as well, and they were all in great form. Sister Mairead was there as well.
You don't see the sisters out a lot now, she don't?
No, I meet Sister Carmel all right.
Yeah.
Then. Yeah, no, that's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Carmel did a competition for us in fifth class and it was on pollution.
Wow.
So, of course, we were all looking at her going, pollution? Like,
yeah. What's that?
A poster of a beautiful mute swan and I had put oil on his wings.
Oh.
Sisters all came in and they were very impressed.
I'd be very impressed too. Yeah. The fact that you realised what pollution was in the first place and to make it so attractive in another way. But you obviously had this from the beginning and this is what you've always wanted to do.
Always wanted to do.
Well, isn't it a marvellous thing to be able to say?
Lovely to land, really.
Indeed.
Oh yeah, it's just fantastic.
And have you one of these Facebook pages that everybody has nowadays except me, Mary?
Get me under Mod Art Studios. I'll jump up there straight away. And
Mod again, listeners, yeah? Mod Art Studios. But nothing like calling in person to have a chat with yourself, Mary, and have a look at the photographs.
And there's no obligation to purchase or anything. You can go in and browse.
Come in to say hello. It's wonderful.
Exactly.
I'd say, Mary, some people now who are into the art would come in the first time, have a chat with yourself, have a good look around, go away and think about it and come back again and maybe buy on the second visit, would they, or the third visit?
Indeed. And they also, you know, they might put down a deposit to hold something for...
Oh, very good.
Well, that's a good idea.
A big event. I have a lady now, she's collecting a painting. She's retiring from nursing after I don't know how many years. And she's coming in on Friday and she's very excited, you know.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Lovely. Lovely things.
Like, I think to have any scene of y'all, because we all love y'all, anybody that has anything to do with y'all loves y'all.
Certainly.
And to have any scene of any description of the town up on your wall,
no matter how
amateur or how professional that is, it's a reminder of home.
Yeah, indeed. And Mary, thinking ahead now, I was just thinking as Denise and you were having the chat there, wouldn't one of your paintings be a nice idea looking ahead to Christmas or next year when people are able to have proper weddings and all of that, maybe a wedding present, you know, the kind of way?
You have a great head.
I mean, I have people that, like, I had a granddad who you know, he put away a photograph for his grandson.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
And they used to fish over in the Ferry Point and I've created a lovely scene for them.
Great memories,
You know, photography done of somebody that passed.
Yeah.
And, you know, wedding presents.
Actually, that's a good idea, Mary, that you're suggesting there. If somebody had an idea that they'd like to, they have a special memory of, let's say, the lighthouse or looking across to the other side of the bay there where the ferry went, would you be able to do a painting for them with a particular view in mind?
Yes, I can do a painting or a photograph, whichever they want, depending on what they want, how soon or how bad.
Give you a bit of time, says you, anyway, yeah? Come in good time.
You might need a little bit more time than the photograph.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't think so, Mary.
Can we go back to the old pen and paper? Do you have a phone number that people could ring?
Of course, Tommy. It's 086.
086, listeners. We'll call this out again at the end of the programme. 086.
Yeah, I will say it's a tongue twister. I've had it forever, so I've never changed it, but it is a tongue twister. 086-6016.
6016.
962.
962. Mary O'Donnell.
That's grand, Mary. 60-16-96-2.
086, listeners. 6016-962. If you look up MOD Art Gallery online or on Facebook, you'll see some of Mary's paintings.
Mary, I'm very impressed with the MOD because when I saw it first, you see, I thought it was modern art. Right? And I thought it was a little synopsis of modern art and very clever until you said Mary O'Donnell. No, that was very clever, Tommy.
That was clever of you, Denise, it was.
No, not me, of Mary.
Oh, of Mary, oh yeah.
I mean, she said Mary O'Donnell and I was thinking modern art, but it's kind of both, like. So well done, you'd be nothing to your father if you weren't able to do something like that, Mary. The Lord be good, Tommy. Now, so that's that. I might just pop in and have a look myself, Mary, and see what's going on. And enjoy it and have a look at it. And you're open again. Let me just a reminder again. The Mod Art is open from
Wednesday to Saturday. So I'm open Wednesday from 11 till 2. And Thursday I'm open 11 to 5. Friday 11 to 5. And Saturday from 11 till 3.
Wonderful.
Lovely. Wonderful. Been a pleasure talking to you,
Thank
Mary.
Thank you very much, Mary.
And maybe when your other exhibition is over, we might have a little chat with you again just about the autumn time, because I think that's an inspirational time for artists as well.
It's a lovely time, the autumn. Yeah,
In the meantime, people can go to see the lovely exhibition, 32 beautiful paintings of y'all and the surrounding areas in
Ocean Enchantment. Mary O'Donnell is the artist. Her beautiful studio and exhibition centre is opposite the AIB, and she joins us this morning live on the programme. Thank you, Mary.
And to make immediate contact with Mary, her telephone number is 086-6016-962.
And for you, Mary, since you're heading up to Clare for your next exhibition, we have Christy Moore, Planxty and the Cliffs of Dunedin, especially for you on this nice summer's morning.
Thank you, Mary.
And Tommy, thanks, Mary.
God bless.
God bless for now.